If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 28th day of October, 2010. Happy birthday to Julia Roberts, who is 43 today. Ben Harper is 41. Bill Gates is 55. And Joaquin Phoenix turns 36. I feel a little guilty answering some of these questions sometimes because I used to do a Bill TV 2 video on them. And I may, you know, there's enough questions, I guess, to go around. But when someone would write or comment or ask something, I would do a short video. I did one on why I wasn't partnered, and it seems to have ended there. You know, my Blue Channel, my Bill TV Making 2 channel is really taking a hit from the podcast because most of the time, you know, it's so easy because, I pull the microphone up to my lips, I hit record, and then the next thing you know, it's on the internet and you are listening. And thank you for that, by the way. And someone asked me, why do I make videos? Now, you can take that two ways. And I, of course, being the idiot that I am, I prefer to take it positively. But yeah, you know, not why do you make videos? Why do you torture us so? But no, I thought, well, maybe they want, and a lot of people want to know this. I find that it's interesting because I've been incredibly accepted and unexpectedly so because YouTube is not the sort of thing for old people. And in many people's minds, although I'm not 80, I am considered somewhat overaged for the channel, for the website, actually. So, but I've made videos, I've enjoyed making them, and to me, it's more about the creative process than it is about acceptance or popularity or making money or that sort of thing. And it's always been that way for me. I was lucky in radio because my creativity did allow me to make a living, which afforded me an opportunity to, you know, save some money and buy a house, you know, that sort of thing. So when you got a job you love, you really never work a day in your life. But one reason I make videos is because in a weird part of my mind, I'm saying this is something, a part of me that will live on forever or at least as long as YouTube does. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm not dying, but I thought, well, this is kind of my way of communicating with the world again. Which is odd that I feel that I would have something to say that the world needs to hear. But I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, one of the first people that I ever met on YouTube was Connor Wolvlog. And he and Ben were doing a collaboration together, and it sort of fell apart, and they split. And one day, Connor gets featured. This was back when YouTube would feature people on the front page. And the amount of strange comments and the things that he had to put up with, and he was not an old person. He was, I want to say, 11 or 12 or 13, maybe. I think he's 15. Yeah, so he'd have been 12 or 13. And the stuff he had to put up with from just crazy people was just odd. I mean, it was really beyond the call of duty. And so he stopped making videos completely, just quit. And I made a comment once on Twitter a couple of days ago, and I said, well, you know, wish you'd post videos again. And he made a disparaging comment about the people that make videos, and I thought, well, why do I make videos? It's nice to know that when I'm long gone, and if YouTube is still here, which it may not be, you never know, but that a part of me will live on, or that right now, when I post something, about 500 to 1,000 people see it. Which is kind of cool if you think about it. Sitting here from a little home in Macon, Georgia, and suddenly you have a worldwide presence. It's really an amazing thing and an amazing responsibility. And so now that we're all so hyper-connected to each other, it begs the question, what do we do with all this? You know, we all have so many ways to keep in touch. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have Audio Boo, we have YouTube. What am I missing? Tumblr, you name it, we've got it. Is it too much? Do we tell people too much? Is there too much information about ourselves? And we'll deal with that tomorrow.